Perth Airport has moved vehicles and equipment to block Virgin Australia planes being towed from the tarmac. Let's find out what's going on. Let's bring in Nine's Joshua Dorr, who is live on your radio right now. He's at Perth Airport. Josh, what can you tell us?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ollie. At the moment, looking directly at a Virgin Australia plane that has a white ute parked in front of it, blocking it from any movement or any towed away. There's also another plane a little bit further in the airfield with a bulldozer in front, in the same way. So the airport has confirmed it's blocked four planes with Virgin Australia, who of course were placed into voluntary administration this week. And the reason for that is that the airline owes outstanding invoices for airfield and terminal use charges, reportedly to the tune of $16 million. So in a statement, Perth Airport has come out and said that while we're wanting to work with Virgin and the administrator, Deloitte, to ensure the airline can work through its current problems, they have to protect themselves as well. And as such, have taken control and possession of that aircraft to protect its own interests. So it's a standard practice in these situations. Apparently, the aircraft affected aren't actually being used for current interstate operations or any FIFO work. So they've been parked there for some time now. The airline says that it won't affect any of their scheduled services, but obviously a bit of a development between the dispute that's ongoing with Virgin Australia and their administration, and now that the Perth Airport getting involved and making some pretty big moves in terms of what they believe they're owed from the airline.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing the pictures at 4 o'clock and in the news services at 6 o'clock tonight. That is Josh Dorr live on the line from Perth Airport.